from harm, but I know I'm never gonna fall asleep in her arms. And that Massachusetts night looms long and wide, and I don't see my reflection in her eyes. She's wild, and she loves the Massachusetts night.
This is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going round this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
She heard the talk, how could she not? It was everywhere. Hanging heavy like the smoke in a bingo hall. Everyone was sure he wouldn't, couldn't after all. A vow was taken and a vow is a vow is a vow. She's going down gracefully, nobody with her. She's going down gracefully, never questioning why life turned on her this way.
she says it's not too late. KK, what she says, it's not too late. KK, what she says, it's not too late. Casting glances to the shore.
that land. Here's to imitation, cause that's no means to an end. Let me tell you something about the days gone by. The time it flows like the current of the riverside. The chapters of the books you've read, they tell it to be true. To be seen, the grandeur of the colors, and reality is a dream.
It's 4:15 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on FM dial, streaming live on the internet. www.wmfo.org. Multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday. What is today's date? October 13th, 2019 edition of Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4. I got to start getting up earlier in the morning. That's all there is to it. Or getting my programs done the night before. Yeah, start getting in here so late, especially when we get the bad weather starts showing up. Anyway, 4:15, We're going to talk sports here, and our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. That's a promise. Okay, let's get right into the scores. Yesterday, the American League ACL, American League playoff series. Yesterday, Yankees 7, and the Astros zip. I got the Astros going all the way to the World Series and winning it. They didn't get off to a good start yesterday. And over in the National League playoffs, it was the Nationals 3. And the Cardinals won, and the Washington leads in that series 2-0. I have never seen the Cardinals play this year, and I haven't seen much of the Nationals either. I don't believe I have. It was probably just highlights. So I don't know. I guess I'm not going to do too well with my picks in the Major League Baseball, especially since the Red Sox went down. But that happens. Okay, 419 here on WMFO in Medford. Let's go to college football yesterday. Miami upset Virginia. Miami was unranked. Virginia ranked number 20. Miami won 17-9. Oregon 45, Colorado 3. Another upset. Temple unranked defeated Memphis, ranked number 23, 30-28. Michigan 42, Illinois 25. Another upset, big upset. South Carolina unranked defeated Georgia, ranked number 3, 20-17. Oklahoma 34, Texas 27. Clemson 45, Florida State 14. Wisconsin 38, Michigan State zip. Arizona State 38, Washington State 34, Cincinnati 38, Houston 23, Alabama 47, Texas A&M 28, Baylor 33, Texas Tech 30. Upset, unranked Louisville defeated Wake Forest in a barn burner. Get this one, Wake Forest ranked number 19, Louisville unranked. Final score, 62-59, and it didn't go into overtime. Louisville wins that one. Penn State 17, Iowa 12. Notre Dame 30, USC 27. Utah 52, Oregon State 7. LSU 42, Florida 28. and Boise State 59. That game went to overtime. No, Boise State 59, Hawaii 37. So there you go in college football yesterday. 421 here on WMFL in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is a Sunday. What did I say? October 13th, 2019 edition of Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective. What's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world? 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Okay, 2:33 here on WMFO, and actually 4:25 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. It's early in the morning, so hey, let's just move right on. Okay, WNBA champions, tip of the hat to the Washington Mystics, who defeated the Connecticut Sun in the WNBA Finals. Suns, I think that's the first time they ever got to the finals, and maybe with a little more oomph next season, and certainly, hopefully, we'll get some things squared away as far as finances are concerned, so that they'll be able to afford to play in the WNBA. That makes sense, you know. It's a great game. Why underpay them? The money is certainly there. I'm all in favor of the Sun. I'm all in favor of all of the WNBA players getting a fair cut of the pie. 4:40, 4:27 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. Just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO1, 855-915-9636. Okay, where are we going next? Okay, Boston Celtics. Last year, I said the Boston Celtics were probably the most athletic basketball team I've ever seen in the Boston Celtics history. And I go back almost to the beginning, you know, way back with Walter Brown and I don't know what original coach was, but off the top of my head, but I know Red Auerbach came in there and started doing great things. And they've had some really good teams. Athletic teams? I wouldn't say that, but they've had some really good teams. Probably the potential greatest athletic team they probably could have had was the year that they were able to draft Len Bias. And that was followed a few years later by the draft of Reggie Lewis. Problem is, both of those guys died prematurely. And around that time, Larry Bird came down with his back injury as well. And so those Celtics teams that featured Bird, McHale, Parrish, Danny Ainge, and Dennis Johnson, Bill Walton, Wedman, Seasting, they were great teams. Athletic? I don't know. But what good is athleticism if you can't put the ball in the basket? And last year's team had trouble shooting, which was surprising. I just figured that athleticism, you know, they would get a ton of points off defense, and that never happened. I don't know if I can put all the blame on Kyrie Irving or not, but anyway, they have some legs this year. This season, and it's going to be interesting to see who makes the ball club. I think that it would be crazy not to allow Fall to make Taco Fall to make the ball club. People were talking about cutting someone and giving him a two-way contract so he could play in Maine as well as in Boston. I see the guy getting... How can you not get him minutes off the bench until he develops, you know, his NBA game? But anyway, that's just my perspective. And I say if he makes the ball club, along with these other young... We haven't even seen Romeo. Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? We drafted the number one pick, Celtics number one pick, Romeo Langford, a 6'6 point guard. Probably needs to improve his shooting a little bit from what I heard, although I heard last year that in college he played with a broken hand, right hand, his shooting hand, and so obviously that didn't help his percentage, did he? But anyway, I want to see him play. And we've got a whole bunch of other names. I don't even, let me get my sheet out if I have to. Since I started this, I should have been prepared. Better prepared. But anyway, we've got some guys that can get up and down the court. And not only can they get up and down the court, they can put the ball in the basket. And we replaced... Kyrie Irving with, who did we replace him with? I should know that. Right at the top of my, Kemba Walker. Now, Kemba is going to at least play as much defense as Kyrie did. And Kyrie's defense wasn't that bad. Wasn't that great, buddy? He didn't come in. We didn't hire him, sign him to be the best defensive player on the ball club. We signed him to get points. And then when he couldn't score, for whatever reason, in the Milwaukee series, after doing really well in the Pacers series, something had to happen. Something had to go. Somebody had to go. And he decided he was going to be the one to go. And then tells us that... he let the Celtics down last year. Well, if you want to put the blame on yourself, go right ahead. That's on you. But, okay, Jaylen Brown was starting 2 years ago when they went to the finals of the Eastern Conference and had a problem coming off the bench. Maybe it wasn't so much his problem. Might have been the problem of the guys who he was playing with. And then there's Jason Tatum, who may have been sabotaged by Kobe Bryant. But anyway, I'm not going in that. I have no proof of that. A lot of people, hey, Kobe's a Laker and Tatum's a Celtic, and there's usually no love lost between those two teams. So anyway, then we have Carson Edwards, supposed to be 6 foot tall point guard from Purdue, but he's probably more like 5'8", but the guy can shoot. So we're gonna see, and he's fast. He's probably gonna have the same problem in some games where the other team decides to get a big point guard or a big shooting guard in there on him and post him up in the middle, and we're going to have some problems. But that's where Taco comes in, I would think. Okay, you see them doing that, I get Taco out there and say, all right, you try to shoot over my little guy, I still got you. Okay, so I've got, of course, Jaylen Brown, Carson Edwards, Taco Fall making the team. Kaiser Gates is a small forward from Xavier. Actually, he's 6'8", but I can't see him making the ball club. Javonte Green. Now, Javonte Green is a shooting guard, 6'5". Supposedly can jump out of the building. He only played for Radford. A small college, but he's got a guaranteed $1 million contract just because of his athleticism, and he can shoot the three as well. Where is he going to play? That's up to Brad. I would assume a small forward shooting guard position. Gordon Hayward is back. He banged up his elbow in one of the exhibition games, but supposedly he's over the mental and the physical problems of that awful foot and ankle injury, and looks like he's going to be back. And where is he going to play? Your guess is as good as mine. Enes Kanter. I guess we got him down as center. 6'11". anyway, 7 foot tall center. He says he has problems going up against Fall, like everybody else is going to have problems going up against Fall. And supposedly he should replace some of the point scoring that we were that we lose when we lost Horford to Philadelphia. But he's not the defender. Good rebounder, they say, however. But not the defender that Horford was. Then there's Romeo, 6'6", only 19 years old, from Indiana. He's got a guaranteed $3 million contract. He's not going anywhere. Coming off the bench right now, I would assume. Yante Mayton. He's power forward, 6'8", from Georgia. Know little about him, but he's got a guaranteed contract. I'm assuming he's going to go to Maine. Semi Ojeleye. Semi, you got to come through this year. You've been around long enough. Power forward, 6'7". From SMU. Got almost a $2 million guaranteed contract. Vincent Poirier. They brought him over from Europe and gave him almost $2.5 million as a backup center. Supposedly a good defender, good rebounder, suspect shooting especially as far as the 3-point range is concerned, but only 25 years old. Marcus Smart should be our first. I'm assuming Jaylen Brown's going to play shooting guard along with Kemba Walker at the point. And that means that Marcus would come off the bench. And that's okay, because what he does when he comes off the bench is usually good things. Max Strauss. He's a shooting guard. 215 pounds, 6'6", from DePaul. I don't know if he's going to make the club. He has no contract. You got Jason Tatum, Gordon Hayward. Jason Tatum, I guess, will have to play his power forward. Where else would you put him? With Gordon Hayward out there at the small forward position. Kemba Walker at shooting guard. We got Kemba Walker at point guard and Jaylen Brown at shooting guard. Then we have Daniel Seis, power forward, 6'8", 243 pounds. He's got a $5 million contract. Kemba Walker at point guard, 29 years old, 6'1", 184 pounds, from Connecticut. He's got a max $32 million. Brad Wanamaker didn't get a chance to play much last year, but he's got a year in the system. And looked like a pretty good point guard. Score some points for you. Play some D. And he's got some size. He's 6'4". And he's a vet from Pittsburgh. University of Pittsburgh. Got $1.5 million contract. And then there is Tremont Waters, point guard, 5'11", 172 pounds, LSU. I don't see him making the ball club. And last but not least, where is he? My man, Mr. Williams. He's not on my sheet. How come? Anyway, Williams to me is going to be the starting center, good defender, runs the floor, plays good defense, not going to hit too many three-point shots for you, but overall, I think he could be the second coming of Bill Russell. That's putting a lot of pressure on the kid, but supposedly Brad Stevens says he was so hyped about playing in their first exhibition game that he was out of breath after a few minutes up and down the court. But that is the shows. He's got his head in the game, and all he has to do is calm down and play the game, and we'll see how far this really, truly athletic Boston Celtics team can go. Oh, and I mentioned Devontae Green, but then there is, how come I didn't mention him? Where are you? I mentioned Carson Edwards. Where's the other guy? There's another Williams. Gene Williams? Where is he? I guess I didn't print him. He didn't come out on my sheet. Okay. So, I have to go back and check that out and talk about them next Sunday. It's 4:41 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Thank you.
Okay, 4:46 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown, on this Sunday, October 13th, 2019 edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, Oilers 4 and the Rangers 1. The Senators 4 and the Lightning 2. The Kings 7 and the Predators 4. The Bruins 3, New Jersey Zip. I think that's the second shutout this year for the Bruins. Canadiens 6 and the Blues 4. The Maple Leafs 5 and the Red Wings 2. The Islanders 3 and the Panthers 2. That game was a shootout. The Blue Jackets 3 and the Hurricanes 2. The Jets 3 and the Blackhawks 2. Capitals 4 and the Stars 1. Penguins 7 and the Wild 4. Avalanche 3 and the Coyotes 2. That was an overtime game. The Canucks 3 and the Flyers 2. That was a shootout. And the Golden Knights 6 and the Flames 2. In that Bruins game, Schneider had 29 saves on 32 shots. And Tuukka Rask had a perfect 31 for 31. Scoring in that game in the first period, 3:33 into the first period, Brad Marchand got his fourth goal of the year with an assist from Pastrnak. And then at 11:22, Joachim Nordstrom got his first goal of the year with assist from Wagner and Kurrelly. In the second period, Patrice Bergeron got his first goal of the year on the power play with assists from DeBrusk and Marchand. And there was no scoring in the third period. I believe the Bruins are in second place in the entire league as far as their record is concerned. They went on the road, and I think they went 3-1. And then they won this first game back here in Boston, making them 4-1 on the season. You go Bruins. Haven't seen them play yet, so I can't give an assessment of if they've improved over last year or not. But I think it's genuinely a situation where they brought back virtually everybody from last year's team, especially the younger players. And hopefully, with a season under their belt, they're going to be another contending year for them. It's 4:49 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in the sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. Okay, I have not received anything from my son Scott as far as the picks from last week is concerned. I believe that I went 9-6 or 8-6. I don't know. Can't remember. But anyway, I'm going to give you my picks for this week. I had the Patriots over the Giants. And did I hear Kenny say 19-0? Now, let me just give you my little aside. Okay. Tom Brady's 142 years old. And naturally, things are going to slow down for him. It slows down even more if you take Gronkowski out of the lineup. Slows down even more if you got a banged up Edelman. Slows down even more if they're double teaming Josh Gordon. Slows down even more if Dorsett is not in the lineup. Slows down even more if you're blocking fullback is not there to stop these guys from, you know, banging in there on rushes against Tom. And so therefore, he's not having a fantastic season. He's having a great season. Fantastic? No, but hey, what more do you want when you're winning? That's the name of the game, as Herb Edwards would say. We play to win the game. And that's what we've been doing thus far. And everybody's looking down the road. How can we go with this offense against all these power teams we're going to face? How are the power teams that we're going to face going to go against our defense? That's the thing. Everybody would say, oh, what a boring Super Bowl it was last year. Are you kidding? We won. What's boring? I like defense. Defense, defense. So anyway, I had the Patriots over the Giants. They didn't overwhelm them, but they won. And so therefore, I am happy, happy, happy. Now let's go into the two games today. I got the Panthers over the Bucks, and I guess the question is Superman's job in jeopardy? If you don't know who Superman is, you don't know much about professional football. Cam Newton, but I'm talking about. I got the Ravens over Cincy. I got bungle meat for dinner. I got the Seahawks over the Browns. I got brown meat for lunch. Wait a minute. Who's this brown they're talking about? Antonio, they could have him, I guess. I got the Saints over the Jaguars. Is Breeze's job in jeopardy? This team seems to have developed some decent defense. Woo! And with Breeze back there, or Teddy Bridgewater, or a combination of both of them, the Saints. I had the Saints going to the Super Bowl. I got the Texans over the Chiefs. My upset pick of the week is Patriots JVs go off. I had the Chiefs losing last week as my upset pick of the week, and that came through, and so therefore. With Mahomes hobbling around, and they still got a weak offensive line, and their defense is not that great. And they lost some key players from their offense as well. I'm going to go with the Texans over the Chiefs. It's my upset pick of the week. I got the Dolphins over Washington. Now, everybody's talking about the Dolphins blowing it so they can get the quarterback from Alabama with their first pick. Well, hey, I think if it's a really a blown game where they're blowing him left and right, Goodell needs to step in and do something about that. But hopefully, Dolphins win one for their new expatriates coach. Washington's got a new coach. I don't know who he is, but anyway, we'll see what happens. I got the Vikings over the Eagles. I guess can you raid and plunder in your own city? That's what Vikings do. They raid and plunder other teams' cities. And they did a raiding and plundering job last week. We'll see if they can do it over the Eagles. Even though the Vikings are playing at home. I got the Falcons over the Cardinals. This is a coin flip game. The birds on both sides have been less than spectacular during the season. And so, hey, flip a coin. And I take the Falcons. Natty Ice rises up from wherever he has been hiding. 49ers over the Rams. I got Jimmy G keep rolling right along. Had him again last week. And he didn't let me down. And I don't think he's going to let me down this week either. The Rams are having problems. And I thought the defense was their strength. Hasn't been thus far. I got the Titans over the Broncos. Is John Elway's job in jeopardy? At the Patriot freshman, pick up another one. So many Patriots on the Titans and the Texans. That's why I call them the Patriots freshman and JV team. I got the Cowboys over the Jets. The boys look real bad last week. But the Jets are the ideal team to get them back on the range. Back on the range. You get that one? Back on the range. Okay, I got the Chargers over the Plastics. Hey, Tomlin. Listen, when you win the coin flip in an overtime game, you take the ball. Just ask our resident genius why kicking to the other team doesn't work out very often. Or instead ask Sherm Edwards, who I quoted a little while ago, who said a few years ago, we play to win the game. I got the Packers over the Lions on Monday night. And I guess I asked the question, can Patricia unpack his bags yet? After last year's disastrous season last year, and the way they looked in the preseason this year, I thought that he's out the door. But so far, they're right as a ship. They don't look like Super Bowl playoff material yet. But hey, you take it a step at a time. Go expatriates. Except when you're going against the Patriots. Okay, And that's the Monday night game. I got the Packers over the Lions. Bill Tidwell sent me his picks. He got the Patriots, Panthers, Ravens, Seahawks, Saints, Chiefs, Dolphins, Vikings, Falcons, Rams, Titans, and Cowboys. And then on Monday night, Cowboys, he got the Chargers and the Plastics. And the Packers, rather. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. 4:57 here on WMFO and Metro. I'm your host, Donald Brown. On this Sunday, October 13th, 2019 edition of our Brown Perspective on Sports. Like I said, Scott did not pass in the sheets this week, so I don't know how far ahead of people I am. Last week, I was 5 games up on Dave and Scott. And, I think I've got 3, at least 3 Lone Wolf picks. That means I don't have to pick against the Patriots. So that gives me an advantage that looks like it's pretty well, I don't know how they're going to overcome that one. Unless I fall into some kind of trap, however, and don't finish with as good a record as I think I should have. But anyway, time to pack the bag, move out until next Sunday. We'll be back along willing with another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Inviting you to stay tuned for part 2 of an ongoing series featuring the music of Fred Hammond, Family and Friends, here on Sound Coming Up Your Way on Sounds of Praise, here on WMFO Medford 91.5 from the FM dial, streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. Great gospel music coming your way. Fred Hammond, Family and Friends.